People, you know what? My baby's left me, and she hadn't come back. And I'm gonna get on this old train and see can I find her.
Little Milton died this week at the age of 70. He learned to play guitar and sing the blues from his father, Big Milton Campbell, a musician in the Mississippi Delta. At 18, Little Milton made his first recording with Sun Records and launched a career that would thrive for half a century.
Well, I rode the train all day. I'm gonna ride all night tonight. Yes, I rode the train all day. I'm gonna ride all night tonight.
Little Milton went on to record hits like The Blues Is All Right, We're Gonna Make It, and Little Blue Bird. He was still touring this year and made his last performance just 3 weeks ago at the North Atlantic Blues Festival. Joining me now by phone is Peter Guralnick. He's one of the leading experts on American blues and rock and roll. Welcome.
Well, thanks.
How do you see Little Milton's role in the history of the blues?
I think he's part of a continuum of great music, a music in which it's not so much originality that's prized as conviction, as sincerity, as feeling. The one thing that you always knew when you went to see a Little Milton performance was that whether there were five people there or there were 500 or 5,000, Little Milton was always going to give his best.
And yet he's not as well known as some contemporaries. I mean, B.B. King and Bobby Blue Bland. Why?
I think that Little Milton is just someone who has never really gotten his due. He was never a politician, which is not to take away from anybody who has achieved a greater degree of fame. He wasn't about the PR. He wasn't about fads or fashion. He's somebody who was just entirely about the music. And one of the extraordinary things that he achieved over a 50-year career was his ability to adapt to a changing marketplace without ever sacrificing his own integrity. So that while he started out as a straight blues singer, he also covered traditional rhythm and blues and evolved into a kind of soul singer and a mix between all three without ever sacrificing the individual qualities of his voice.
We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may have to eat beans every day, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. And if a job is hard to find, and we have to stand in the welfare line, I've got your love, and you know you've got mine.
Can you tell me about one of his songs, We're Gonna Make It?
We're Gonna Make It was kind of was his huge crossover hit. Like so many songs of the soul era, blends a lot of different elements. For one thing, it's far more melodic than a lot of Little Milton's earlier records. I mean, based on soul music changes, on gospel changes, and introducing a melodic sense that you don't find on just the straightforward blues. But more than anything else, like so many of the soul classics, it introduces a note of hope. And it's a note of hope that can operate on many different planes. Obviously, it's a love song, and yet it could also be taken for the civil rights generation, for a generation that's so caught up in the movement and everything that's going on. And what Little Milton invests in it, through the contrast between his sweet voice, between his understated voice, the understated voice which sort of states the premise, and then his rougher blues voice that comes in, what he's able to achieve is just a sense, I think, of generational solidarity, which goes far beyond the lyrics of the song.
And if I have to carry around a kind finger, get the deaf, the dumb, and the blind, I've got your love, and you know you've got mine. So we're gonna make it.
Author Peter Guralnick. His latest book is due out this fall. It's called Dream Boogie, The Triumph of Sam Cooke. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Little Milton Campbell died Thursday from a stroke. He was 70 years old. Just 2 months ago, he released a new album. It's called Think of Me.
When you're feeling low down, so far away from home, and the night is yours, and yours.
There's an extended NPR interview with Little Milton from 2000, the year he was nominated for a Grammy, at our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.